you've heard of the good book? Well, this is the better book, the Faggot Bible. Yay! Yippee!
Republicans, the other white meat.
Don't worry, peoples, I'm a real easy act to follow. For tonight's sermon, talents equals queer stereotypes, a parable for the 21st century. December 5th, 2000. Dear editor, I abhor the show Earth Final Conflict because it gets away with some very ignorant stereotyping of gay people as manifest from the Talon race. I know Gene Roddenberry dreamed of including gay folks as regular characters in his Star Trek series, though was censored by the Hollywood brown shirts. When I first watched EFC, Earth Final Conflict, I was shocked to see this Talon character, very swishy, wrist-flicking, lisping, sissified, elitist, weird-looking, asexual demon. I had to conclude that these Talons were created from the mind of a well-meaning but ignorant heterosexual. Sure, Roddenberry finally got his wish, but at what cost to real gay people still burdened with the yoke of tyranny by the same country that produces tripe like EFC? Here we have an alien faggot behaving like every good faggot should in the eyes of dogmatic Christians, that is, by not having any sex. And by defining them as asexual, the show could go on without the censor's interference, which would have happened if they were portrayed as outright homosexual. Of course, everyone knows the Talons are silly queers, and in that way, and only that way, would the American public accept such regular gay characters. If I were a well-meaning but ignorant hetero sci-fi writer, I guess I would come up with a race of queer that, by virtue of being asexual, as the good Lord wants them to be, would evolve into these freaky types with enormous brains that resulted from all this unused sperm backing up the spine. Now, they would be put to use serving hetero mankind. These Talon faggots are catering to every need of all the earthling, red-blooded, hetero heroes. Not a gay person among them. Again, the good Christian role of every queer is to not only be asexual, but a servant, a slave dedicated to the happiness of heterosexual relationships. Just like in that Australian film, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, where some drag queens are stuck in a redneck town enhancing the romantic lives of the hetero residents. Damned if they didn't assist the happiness of any gay person living there, which residents didn't even seem to exist. These Talons are in no way handsome or robust heroes, as are the star characters, who are obviously American breeders. Also, Talon suggests Talon, and you just know how faggots love to pull out their claws and scratch your eyes out, honey. Now, why stop with Talons? Why not baboons, a dark-skinned race that trades in watermelon seeds and whose lips are so big they can actually vibrate into action their marvelous rocket engines? Or yellow-skinned, slant-eyed Beijings whose massive overbite can open fuel pods with a single chomp? Or gimlets whose twisty vestigial legs can serve as hooks for grasping and riding on asteroids? But my favorite idea is this: a sci-fi show featuring heteroids, giant, semi-intelligent hemorrhoids that are breeding themselves into oblivion by their own animal lust. They, too, would be heroes in a way, as an example of the horrors of overpopulation and the dogma of heterocentric supremacy. Thank you.